Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 12th. From Capitol coverage, a bipartisan group of lawmakers met at the state capitol Thursday to find ways of making classrooms safer. The effort follows a deadly shooting at the STEM school in Highlands Ranch in early May. Representative Daphna Michelson-Janay says mental health will be part of the discussions.
When you look at school shootings, every one is a suicide mission. If we stop suicide, we stop school shootings.
Michelson-Janay also says school threat assessments are biased and need to be improved. The committee is hoping to come up with 5 pieces of school safety legislation to introduce when the legislature reconvenes in January. Colorado census officials say they're prepared to get an accurate response, even if the Trump administration wins a legal battle to include a question about citizenship. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KUNC's Esther Honig reports that the administration is looking for a way to ask if the person filling out the census is a U.S. citizen.
After the U.S. Supreme Court effectively blocked the question, is this person a U.S. citizen, the Trump administration promised to find another way to include it. Cristobal Garcia heads the Greeley and Weld Complete Count campaign. He says the back and forth has confused many Coloradoans, especially those who lack documentation and hear rumors the census data is shared with immigration officials. Garcia says they've assumed for months the census would include the question on citizenship, and they've strategized to get the right information to residents.
We're already working through this, which is why we have the tools and we have the information readily available so that we can start communicating early to our communities.
The results of the census determine billions in federal funding, as well as the number of congressional seats for Colorado. I'm Esther Honig.
Denver is one of 10 cities across the country scheduled for massive arrests and deportations of undocumented immigrants. As the Trump administration continues to threaten a roundup, immigrant rights organizations in Colorado say they're ready. Eric Gladys has the story.
Volunteers staffing a toll-free rapid response hotline are helping communities respond to raids by reminding them of their legal rights and sharing information and resources. That hotline number is 844-864-8341. And Christian Solano Cordova with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition encourages people at risk to call and make a family safety plan. Cordova says many of the hotline's volunteers are also counselors.
Some of them are connected with mental health institutions in their area all across Colorado. So we help people connect to legal representation, and we help people connect to mental health services, which are often needed for some of these young kids.
Cordova points to studies showing that threats of family separation and detention can create toxic stress in children, long-term traumatization, and can blunt childhood development. In addition to announcements of imminent deportations, President Donald Trump has also proposed fines of $750 a day for immigrants under order of detention and has worked to block asylum seekers from reaching U.S. soil. Trump continues to maintain that he supports people entering the country legally. Cordova says many people who volunteer to help immigrant families through the hotline or in other ways also receive benefits. He says witnessing another human being mistreated can trigger a fight or flight response where people choose to either turn away or get involved.
So if you're one of those people that chooses to do something about it, this is a very good way of getting rid of that anxiety of seeing an injustice be done to a fellow human being and not being able to do anything about it.
Hotline volunteers are currently fielding calls about ICE activity and dispatch people trained as legal monitors when agents show up at schools or homes. Cordova says a recent caller was told she didn't have to answer the door if agents couldn't produce a warrant signed by a judge. She didn't, and the agents were forced to walk away. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And now from Capitol coverage, attendees to the Western Conservative Summit will hear from a surprise guest speaker when the event gets underway later this morning. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The annual two-day event brings together conservatives from all over the country. During day one, Colorado Governor Jared Polis, who is facing a recall effort led by conservatives, will speak. Organizers say it's the first time an elected Democrat will make an appearance. Polis joins a list of speakers that includes several high-profile Republicans, including Donald Trump Jr., Senator Cory Gardner, and Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. The gathering also features several workshops, including one to help attendees, quote, win debates against Democratic socialists. The summit is put on by the Centennial Institute, a public policy think tank based at Colorado Christian University in Lakewood. I'm Scott Franz.
In news from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, from a press release, the public is invited to a meeting in Telluride next week. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission will discuss a variety of topics that have been in the news. Subjects include the annual review of parks and outdoor recreation lands regulations, the annual review of passes, permits, and registrations regulations, general provisions regulations, the State Land Board PAP lease, 2019-20 snowmobile capital grants funding, trapping dispatch research update, final recommendations on big game season structure, Colorado Wildlife Habitat Program RFP update, potential 2020 draw changes, an update on wolverines, and an update on the IPAWS purchasing system. The commission will also discuss how big game populations work, harvest strategies to achieve herd management plan objectives, non-motorized trail program comments and concerns, and wildlife considerations and trail planning. The meeting is scheduled for July 18th and 19th at Peaks Resort and Spa's Big Billy Ballroom in Telluride. Additional agenda items include Department of Agriculture update, Department of Natural Resources update, financial update, and GOCO update. The commission meets regularly and travels to communities around the state to facilitate public participation. Anyone can listen to commission meetings through the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. And finally today, from the Montrose Daily Press, organizers aiming to repeal Colorado's part in the national popular vote movement say they've gathered enough signatures for a 2020 ballot measure that would repeal the bill Governor Jared Polis signed into law in March. If put into effect, the law would tie Colorado's 9 electoral votes to the presidential candidate who wins the national popular vote. The law will only go into effect if enough states sign on to commit 270 electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.